And now, Tales from the Tech Bench with Max and Anthony.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Tales from the Tech Bench. I'm here with Anthony.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about people that aren't all together there that come in that we deal with in retail and in at the tech bench. People that maybe talk about things that aren't normal. Maybe they've got a screw loose or something.
Or they bring something in that normally contains trash.
Yeah. Like Anthony was talking to about the one customer with the Faraday cage. Well, we're going to go a step beyond the Faraday cage into Crazy Town because people are crazy. Everybody's crazy. I mean, I'm crazy. Anthony's crazy. Everybody's crazy in some way, shape, or form. But sometimes you come across those special crazy people that go to the next level. So what I wanted to tell you guys about was a guy we had as a customer. I got quite a few stories about crazy people, but this guy, he had brought his PlayStation in. You know, nothing wrong with that. Brought in to get it fixed. Normal. Except that he needed his PlayStation fixed because he was a time traveler, and he needed the PlayStation fixed so that he could go back in time. He had to settle some accounts with his assistant who was in another time period. I guess she was like a secretary assistant or something. It's weird. And he had some of the weirdest get-ups when he came in. Did you ever see him, Anthony?
I didn't see him, unfortunately.
Oh my gosh.
I just heard about him and how he was.
Okay, let me tell you his outfit, okay? So first of all, he had one of those big furry coats. Like, you know, when it's an animal fur, like big fuzzy and spiky neck, and then just big thick coats. Kind of like you'd wear in the middle of winter, except it wasn't winter, it was summer. So he has this giant furry coat, fur sticking up. And then he had, like, I just want to say they were pajama pants on. So big furry coat, pajama pants. And speaking of people are crazy, I got to give a shout out. We also have a lawyer that comes in as a customer, and that guy wears pajama pants. However, from a lawyer's perspective, he calls it adult leisure wear. Anyway, so this guy has this giant fur coat, and he's got these pajama pants on. He kind of looked like a dude from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Oh. You know, you expect him to roll up in this crazy car, except he was a time traveler. Just like, you know, maybe there's chains on underneath the giant coat or something. Maybe he didn't have any tattoos or scars. What's that?
Maybe he has nipple piercings with chains attached to his like earlobes.
No doubt there was a lot going on under there.
Yeah.
He definitely looked like he stepped out of a movie. And maybe it was from Mad Max. Maybe that was why he was there to see me. I don't know. I mean, so he wanted to have his PlayStation fixed because that PlayStation was the key to his time travel. It was keeping him from time traveling. And of course, you know, we have a lot of experience fixing time traveling PlayStations. That's like one of our specialties.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, PlayStations get a lot of exclusives. I didn't know time travel was one of them, but that's pretty good.
Hey, it makes me want to buy one.
And his other accessory, which you heard all about, he'd bring in everywhere he went. He carried it with him. He had a giant one of those like Gladlock bags. And it was this mysterious bag, trash bag of mysterious contents. And the mysterious contents smelled a lot like trash. I'm not gonna lie, like whatever was in there was not right, but it was very important to him. I'm guessing it's something he had to bring back in time. But when he came in the store, that bag of trash, like if you were even in the other room, you'd know he was there because you'd be like, oh, the time traveler's here. I can smell his trash bag.
Dude, you were smelling the future.
Oh, yes. The future smells like shit.
The future stinks.
That was so bad. So he'd come up and he'd just talk about how he has to get his accounts in order. and how he had to do all this so that he could get his PlayStation done. He had to get word back to his assistant when I talked to him. So he's like, I'd like to pay for it right now, but I really have to talk to my assistant, and she's in a different time. I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm time traveling back. So eventually, this guy, we didn't get to see him just once. He came back and made payments on that PlayStation. This was a time traveler on the easy payment plan. He came back every few weeks. He's like, here's $50 on my PlayStation. I need that time machine working.
Okay, listen. What? The future had a lot of inflation, okay? It took him a while to get the funds. He had to bring it back, obviously pay it. There was an exchange rate, probably.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's like, what's that movie where everything devolves in the future? I can't do it.
I can't think.
Mr. Overalls talked about that movie all the freaking time. Idiocracy? Yeah. Idiocracy.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Anyway, so he finally paid it off. He came back. I want to say he came back like 3 or 4 times to pay it off. But every time he came in, he talked about different time travel stuff. Now he needed the PlayStation. Now he was going to get all this stuff taken care of with his assistant secretary. I'm like, all right, man, whatever. Because I usually just go along with these people. I'm not gonna contest their reality.
Well, we do that because one, it's easier, and two, yeah, we kind of want to know what these people are about.
Yeah, what time period are you going? You gonna go see the dinosaurs? Were you stopping anywhere fun?
Do people live past the age 200?
Yeah, how much longer do we have? So anyway, there's not much more to the story. He finally made the payments. He got his PlayStation. And then after that, I'm sure you know this, we never saw him again.
Oof.
I can only assume he safely got back to his home time with his PlayStation and his mysterious bag. And that's why we're still here. He's probably saving the world from an untimely disaster in the grand scheme of time.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
He was funny though. Those people, you know what?
He was polite.
Yeah, they're a lot of times they're very polite. They're just strange. And you know what? Why not pick your brain, enjoy it a little bit? They're enjoying life. I can enjoy shit. That's why I talk on a podcast about all this shit. I enjoy it.
Exactly.
I might be crazy. Yeah. So they're not always friendly. There was another one I had just recently. Like PlayStation time traveler, that ironically was a while ago. But I had another customer come in, and I don't know if I told you all the details about this guy, Anthony.
I don't know. Keep going.
So this guy comes in, he's mumbling to himself. He's like super like amped up. You know when you see somebody and you think they've had like 5 too many shots of espresso?
Yeah.
That's this dude. He's like amped up, excitable. He was also wearing scrubs. This guy is wearing full medical scrubs, which is very, very suspicious.
Interesting.
Yeah. So he's mumbling to himself, wearing scrubs. I walk up to him. I'm kind of putting the pieces together. I'm like, this guy's not altogether there, but I'm going to go ahead and help him anyway because that's my job. So I walk up to him. And he says his phone isn't working right. And he asks if we sell phones. And of course we sell cell phones. So I'm like, dude, I've got phones right over here. Let me show you. And he walks over with me to the phones. And I mentally prepare myself. Anytime I kind of get the vibe, you know, whatever the situation is, if I'm at a house or whatever, I kind of mentally prepare myself. Just like with Mr. Overall's whole situation where I found, you know, who. I kind of get my mind ready for what I'm about to experience. With this guy, I'm about to experience an amped up kind of maybe crazy dude. So he starts telling me, you know, they're listening, right? I'm like, yeah, on your phone? Because we're still talking about phones. I'm like on your phone? He's like, Bill Gates and the dark web. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. They're listening. Let's just go in with it. Like, I'm not going to fuck with this guy. He's amped up. And apparently Bill Gates and the dark web are really collecting his info. And they probably are. Who knows? He's like, you know what's going on? You know, they're listening through the windows, man. Oh, through windows. Yes. this guy's in a computer store. So he's throwing all the lingo at me. Like, of course, they're listening through Windows and the dark web. And this is definitely stuff you need to tell me, not your therapist.
Yeah. We are therapists.
Yes, we're licensed.
Tech therapists. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tech therapists. We've had a lot more experience than some therapists, probably.
We get a lot more out of them.
I know. They tell us everything, man. Yeah. Like what's his name with the broken laptop that with his mail order bride?
Yeah.
He let it all out. But this guy's just crazy amped. Like, so he gives me this fucked up crazy smile after he tells me they're listening. Then, like, he's excitable and he puts his fist out for a fist pump from me. I'm like, okay. So I give him this little kind of like effortless fist pump. I'm like, yeah, okay, buddy, here's a fist pump. He's like, yeah. I'm like, fuck, this guy's nuts.
And then Welcome to the club.
So I have to fist pump me. Okay, so you're looking for a phone. And he's like, yeah, what do you have? I show him some phones. And he's like, oh, yeah, that one's good. Yeah, he's looking at the prices and the phones. He's like, I could get any of these. I'm like, yeah, you can go any of these. You start to pay for it. And it's like, oh, this is good. He's like, you know what? I probably need to go get some money and get one of these. I'll come back and I'll get money. I'm thinking, think so. You know what? I hope you don't come back because you're crazy. And you seem like you're a little off the rocker. So as he's doing that, he goes to walk away. And a lot of customers do this, the pump fake, especially when they really want to unload all their therapy. He's looking like, and then he comes back. And he's like, he gets even more crazy. Gives me these crazy eyes and a smile. And he says, you know, and starts mumbling. And then he talks to me and he's like, he starts saying, I'm going to get him, you know, I'm going to gut him. I'm going to gut him up. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to gut him up. Starts getting super excited. And then he starts saying he's going to go get the CIA and gut him like fish.
Oh, boy.
I was like, fuck, dude. You just went from like 40 to 100 miles an hour in 10 seconds. You were going to leave. Now you're telling me you're going to gut the CIA. You are absolutely crazy. And then he says, yeah, I'm going to. If I find I'm gonna gut him. No, you're not. You need to go back and get your meds, man. And
yeah,
talk to somebody else. So then he says he's gonna come back with some money, and I said, "All righty, you have a nice day, sir." Just my fucking generic ass voice. Door closes. I'm like, please don't come back. Another one. Haven't seen him since. These Looney Tunes ones, man, the crazies, they don't come back usually. They come in, they look at the place like, oh, they get all excited, they throw their therapy out there, and then they time travel or get their asses back to wherever. The fact that he was in Scrubs, though, what do you think? What do you think?
I don't know. Sane Asylum escapee.
Do you think he like got out of like a... Like
yeah, probably. There's been cases where people can escape from certain homes easily. But your talking about him mumbling reminded me of a guy that comes in fairly often, and I think you know who this guy is. And
there's a lot of mumblers.
He is a guy when you first meet him, when I first met him, I thought he was just extremely shy. But when I first approached this guy and I just said, hey, how can I help you? Is there anything I can help you find? Or, you know, the basic introduction to walking into our storefront. But and the guy turns to me, he just goes like this. No. And just reflexively, I just say, I'm sorry, what did you say? And he repeated it exactly like that again. I'm just like, oh, okay, well, just holler if you need anything. And he proceeds. So I go behind the counter and I stay up in the front just to make sure, because I was kind of sketched out by this guy, because he was dressed fine. You know, he had decent shoes, pants, shirt on, but his hair was long to like his chin, and it was covering his face like the girl from The Ring.
Oh, God.
And he would just look through you. He would look at you with his chin down through his hair. And
I know who you're talking about.
You don't know who I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
Okay,
I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about.
When he's done, he walks around, he picks up an object, he picks up something that he's interested in, and he just kind of mumbles to himself, and then he puts it back down, goes to another object, does the same thing. He does that for about 5 to 10 minutes. Sometimes he walks over to our display computer, types really quickly on Google on something. I have never seen what he looks up, and then he exits out of it and then walks around again for a couple minutes. And then he just leaves the store, doesn't say bye, doesn't say anything.
He's typing to the mothership.
And he does that every single time he comes in. And
that dude does come back. He freaks some people out. The girls that work with us, they do not want to go out there when they see him out there.
No, he's just one of those guys where you just like don't know what's going on. And like you try to help him, but you can't understand a single word he says. Cause he like talks to you without actually talking to you sometimes when you ask him a question. And then he like answers himself and then like turns around without any cue that he's done with the conversation and just walks away. Like it's just very strange guy that comes in. He's like not harmful, I don't think, yet.
You would hope not. I mean, most of these people aren't harmful. They're just not all together. They got an issue.
They make you roll your eyes when you see him come in. You're just like, oh, fuck, here we go again.
It's gonna be awkward.
And you just gotta deal with it. That guy is the one that sticks in my head pretty hard.
He's a little bit like the ones I was talking about, like time traveler, kind of mellow. The dude recently, that dude was kind of aggressive. The guy you're talking about also fairly intimidating. His demeanor, you're like, "Whoa, man!"
Just look, it's something like, crazy. He just the way he looks. So literally, you can see his eyes through his hair,
mm-hmm. and he's just got a lot of hair going on.
It's just greasy hair that's like mm-hmm. in front of him. He doesn't smell. I don't think I've ever smelled him. Like he doesn't smell bad. It's just like he just doesn't like talking. Or he's. LARPing. I think he's LARPing.
Yeah. I don't know about that. Yeah, these guys are LARPing. I don't know what they're LARPing at. That's a fucked up LARP, man. I'm not into that one.
Yeah, me either.
Interesting role playing, but you know what? If they are LARPing, they are fucking good, let me tell you. That is convincing.
Did I ever tell you about the sketchy guy that came in and he wanted me to try to jailbreak his phone? He comes in with a broken phone initially, and I was like, oh, okay, well, I can go back and ask the tech if we can get it repaired and see what the cost will be and all that stuff. And he's like, okay, that's fine. Go back, get the numbers. He says, oh, no, that's probably too much money. And then he pulls out three more phones from his pockets. He's like, well, will one of these things work? And I was like, well, like, I asked him the whole thing. What phone plan are you on? What are you needing? And he basically went through the process of every single phone that he had. And it's like, well, I need this file from this phone. I need this file from this phone. I need this file from this phone and this one from this one. Like, all four phones had some important information that he needed to take off of it and move to a new phone. All of those three phones you brought in were dead. They didn't work at all. He's like, oh, well, can't you just like replace like this power thing on here and then it'll like turn on? It's like, no, we don't do that stuff. We just do batteries and screens mostly. Anyways, he ends up purchasing one of our phones and trying to get it activated. And he proceeds to sit down at the front computer and he's like, He like, well, can I just like plug this in and charge this right here and like do some stuff on the computer? I was like, oh, that's fine. And as I'm like monitoring him, he's downloading software to try to jailbreak the phone without the phone being like active yet. And he's like trying to add certain signals to the phone so we can get different networks on it. He's trying to make it so he can have files be encrypted without anybody reading them and like downloading certain file manager processes so we can try to get these files from these old phones by using like near field NFC and like all this weird stuff. And I was like, well, you can't do this on this phone because it's one, it's not going to work, and two, you haven't purchased it yet. And he would just like, he was just like starting to get more and more like desperate about like getting this done. And I was like, no, I don't think this is going to work. You're going to have to go talk to your phone provider that you have currently to try to get you a new phone so you can get this stuff moved. Cause I didn't want to deal with that. I don't want this guy being our customer. Sorry. But this was like a red flag to me. I was like, oh no, I don't want to handle this type of illegal thing that you're trying to do. Guaranteed he's trying to do something illegal. Like 100%. He was just
super sketchy.
He was like hiding the phones from me. He's like, yeah, the screens don't work and all this stuff. Like, I feel like he either did something to these phones to keep them from turning on and he wanted to somehow get all the information off without me doing it myself. And he just wouldn't leave the phones with me to try to do anything. He just wanted to keep everything within his own hands. It's just one of those sketchy situations where I was just not comfortable with it. So I was just like, nope, dude, sorry. Got to go to your provider and bye.
Yeah. Go take care of your own stuff. Go do whatever weird stuff you got going on yourself.
Yep. He was like starting to get frustrated at the computer too, because it wasn't like working. And I thought he was going to like punch the screen one time because he like clenched his fist. And that's when I like stepped in. I was like, no, you know, okay. I don't think this is going to work. Trying to like, you know, one up me and try to say that he knows more about this stuff than I do, which he might know more than the shady shit he was doing. And he came in, he had like a really gold, he had a nice gold necklace on, you know, like he was dressed like in a way that was like he was worth money.
Okay.
But sort of, or something. You know, I could just be profiling.
Yeah. Danny Profiler. There's a lot of people that do some weird stuff.
It's just weird how they come out and just do it in front of you.
Well, yeah, I mean,
like, there's no bar held with these people. They're just like, here's my entire life story and all my secrets. Oh, by the way, I need you to fix my computer. It's like,
my wife's cheating on me. My kids disown me, and
I want to kill the CIA.
I want to kill the CIA. And by the way,
fix my computer in that order. Like, it's never, can you fix my computer first? They know they still want to do business with us, so we have to sit there and listen to this.
That's too true. I kind of want to say something. It's going to be, it's not going to be totally off topic, but I kind of want to finish this episode out with something about what we do. So I just want to tell all of our listeners, I'm sure some of you like watch the news, look up articles, see stuff that happens in the world. And right now we do this podcast because it's entertaining. We like to talk about the different stuff, but there's also another aspect to it. It's anonymous. And there's a reason it's anonymous. We don't talk about people's names to protect their identity, to protect what they do. And in doing that, I just want to let people know that even though we laugh about some of the stuff that people do, or we talk about the crazy stuff that people do, if you've looked at the news lately, there's a lot of crazy stuff that happens in the news. Like, a lot of people do a lot of bad stuff to other people. And that's not something that we're into. That's not something that I believe in. That's not something that Anthony believes in. In the light of things that we've seen in the world today, and just stuff that kind of maybe triggers me, like when I look at this and I think about some stuff happening locally or internationally and just all over the world, I just want people out there to remember that all these people we talk about and people in general, they are people. Everyone has value and self-worth, and everyone is a person. And regardless of who that person is, or if they act weird, or if they act unique or different, they're still a person, and they should be treated like a person. I just want people out there to remember that when you're out there and if you see something bad happening or somebody being treated not like a human being, or even physically harmed, like you kind of see in the news and some of these things, if I can even say this once on this one podcast and stop one thing from some person, or just kind of let people know or help people to see that everyone's a person regardless of what they do and who they are and how they act, and that that holds value and that should be valuable, and human life is valuable and people should treat it as such, and people shouldn't hurt each other. There's a lot of entertainment out there. We've put out a lot of entertainment about different people, but don't go out there and hurt other people. I guess that's what I'm asking people out there to do.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. Even though Max and I and everyone we work with have experiences with the people that we talk about and it seems like we bash a lot, we still handle the situation in the moment very professionally. We don't treat these people in any unfair way. We definitely put all of their needs way before ours, and we find the stuff that they do something worth talking about and sharing with people that we feel would have or have had the same experiences before in the same kind of work space. So we appreciate you guys definitely listening to this, and like Max said, just respect everybody. It's the world we live in nowadays. It's getting crazier and crazier, and it takes one good deed to spawn many others. So
true, man. Awesome. All right, everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of Tales from the Tech Bench. Our next episode will be the news episode, where we talk about what's going on in the world. Ironically, as we were just kind of talking about the world, we're going to talk about topics that are hot.
They are going to be fun and exciting. We appreciate you guys listening, and follow our socials. Make some comments on our videos so we know what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, and just keep on listening. More good content to come. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot, guys. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and all that other stuff. Have a good night, or wherever it is.
Thanks, guys. Bye.